This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, what's going on, man?
It is Dukes and Bell. We're live at Hobnob saying hello to some old friends. And, man, I'll tell you, Mike, the weather hopefully is going to continue to be nice out here. I think tomorrow maybe a small chance of rain, but nothing major, guys, as we get ready for the Dirty Birds rally here at Atlantic Station.
Hey, according to our Dukes and Bell super
What's it say?
Raptor double Doppler. I just made that up. It's going to be sunny, partly cloudy.
Okay.
Sunny conditions, slightly breezy. The wind freshening here at Atlantic Station. But no, we should be okay, man. Partly sunny skies.
All right. And by the way, if you're coming down here again, there has been some changes. And Mike and I were talking about this over the years. If you know, maybe you come down here every now and then, but as far as like the parking and some lots
right. That
are closed, I think they got some kind of event going on behind
right. The
Atlantic Station. So just know you got to maneuver a little bit, but they still have plenty of parking down here.
But I mean, from the volleyball and the tennis over the years, and now they added more units, more apartments, more stuff. New Japanese steakhouse right over here. I mean, it's a lot of cool things are happening.
Yeah.
So just love the vibe. I do miss Midtown. I miss the Beltline. I miss going to Atlantic Grill or Hobnob. We got some buddies that work down there too.
For sure.
And then going to the theater. Because I love the big, gigantic theater. You know, it's a good vibe over here, man. Always a lot of fun.
It is.
Especially when you're in a theater in Atlantic Station. Don't be going down that alley where people are screaming. I'm sorry, Day-Day. It happens at Atlantic Station.
That's a nice thing.
Look out behind you.
The Regal over there is nice, though. That's a nice spot. We went over there. Remember when Aquaman came out? I don't know if you guys
right. Remember
this. And I think I told you about it, Mike. It was like 4D where
yes. The
seats shake.
Yes.
And like you're immersed in the entire movie. And
right.
We went to that Regal because Michelle's like, oh, I got a great spot. We're going to go see Aquaman because she loves Jason Momoa. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
And so we went. But it was a cool experience, but it was almost too overwhelming because the entire movie is around you. Every time he dove in the water, the seat would shake.
Now, would somebody splash a bucket on you? Yeah.
So well, there was wind.
Remember Kentucky Fried Movie? It's a totally immersive experience.
there was wind. It was a weird situation. But
right. And
speaking of that, by the way, this is completely off of what we're getting to. But did you see what's at the Sphere now? They are doing Wizard of Oz.
Wow.
Have you seen this? So they redid it digitally. And, Mike, it is insane. I think I sent something out. Maybe it was on Insta somewhere. But it is insane, like, how they redid this. So now you are in the tornado in Wizard of Oz.
Wow. Oren.
It's crazy.
Oren, what is the urban legend? Or maybe it's true. I like Pink Floyd. I don't love them. But can't you sync up Dark Side of the Moon with the Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, there's a point where it plays and it goes all the way through, but it syncs up. Yeah, there's a point
really?
You have to start it, though.
Yeah.
There how is a high part. Do you have to be to realize that?
You know where I learned that from? Mitch Evans. Unbelievable, the things we get at Arizona State.
Get
really good stuff from Mexico.
I had
no
idea.
And we play Dark Side and watch Wizard of Oz.
I think you had to be. Day-Day, you would have had to bring some of that stuff back from Colorado to just sit. I think this matches up at some point.
But I would think for some people. Now, I bet you somebody goes in there and has the Pink Floyd on their iPad, on their iTunes,
yeah.
And does it.
That's wild.
And trips Light Fantastic.
Probably, because it is legal out there. Hey, man, we're talking about the Falcons. We got a big college football weekend as well. You know the Dogs are playing, and we had a great conversation with Barbara Dooley. We'll let you hear some of that coming up as well. And our buddy Mike Griffith, who stopped by from Dog Nation, talking about the concerns. Look, after week one, you just want to feel good about your team, and I think most Dog fans do. But he said, look, this offense still has some questions to be answered. And he said, you should get through this week, but next week is when you should start to concern yourself with how good can this offense be when you're talking about one of the best fronts in the SEC against Tennessee.
Right. I mean, this is just a look, with all due respect to Marshall, we know the circumstance. I heard Rusty Mansell talking about it this week. That's a team which is not even remotely in the same league as Georgia. And the fact that, you know, short yardage, as I thought it was a great point from who was it yesterday from Dog Nation?
Mike Griffith.
Thanks, man. He joined us and said, you're not going for those short yardage situations on the road at Neyland. You know, on the you're just not going to do that.
Punt.
On the wrong side of the 50. Yeah.
Punt.
So it's just that's your offensive. This is why when you and I were spending all summer long and you asked me, what's my major concern for Georgia? Is this offensive line going to hold up? I think defense always finds a way at Georgia, but this offensive line, because otherwise you're right back where you were last year.
Hey, man, we'll talk more about the Dogs coming up, but the Dogs tomorrow, and again, you know, however you want to state it, it's Austin Peay.
We're going to beat Austin, then we're going to whip Peay.
Yeah.
We're going to be elite.
And then, Mike, we haven't really talked about Georgia Tech after their big win on the road, but they host Gardner-Webb at 3:30. I just expect Brent Key's team to not have a letdown.
Right.
You went, turned it over early last week, were able to overcome some adversity, and you found a way to get it done. Now come back home. And get another
but
one.
Now you may have read some of these reports, and again, I can't speak to the veracity of it, but it made it out on the internet that Haynes King's got a shoulder injury. And he doesn't throw the ball well, and he's not going to be able to throw the ball well for the rest of this season.
Look.
If that's true, then, well, you're not as dynamic, but you're not going to be able to beat every team with your feet. Somebody's going to make you throw.
Your quarterback can't
run. And I don't know
run.
If that's true or not, but that's what you've seen. Guys, Georgia Tech fans have seen the same things I've seen.
A quarterback can't run. Your quarterback can't run. Haynes King, I don't care who it is, 19 times a game. He ran for 19 times for 150 yards. Guys, it's a winning formula because he's capable of it. It's not a sustainable formula for the rest of the season.
No, and you have to throw the football to beat Clemson.
You are.
I mean, that's a given. You know, and some other, you know, teams that you got on your schedule. By the way, our super Velociraptor radar is not accurate. It is sprinkling right now.
I told you. It's not coming down, but that's what I said. I mean, I hope the rain stays away.
I believe the term is it's moist right now.
Oh, I hate that word. And we need to get to fourth and one. Actually, I don't hate the word. I just hate the way you say it. Who are you picking for the Super Bowl? Give me a team that you think is going to be in the Super Bowl. Game one is down last night. Tonight we get Chiefs.
Well, I was high on the Eagles last night, and that defensive line, their new-look defense has got some tightening up to do, regardless of Jalen Carter.
Yeah.
Even with Jalen Carter, there's some things which I think some of the elite teams in the NFC are going to be able to.
Mike Bell says the Eagles won't get there.
Well, I mean, everybody's ready to write off the Chiefs. I want to see what the Chiefs – I mean, are you as dynamic without having one of your better wide receivers out there? They're going to probably grind some games out the first quarter of the season, too. All right, you want a team?
Yes.
I'll go out there and say this is the freaking year that Buffalo finally puts it together.
Okay.
How's that?
All right, fair enough.
So I'll put Buffalo in there and column A.
Okay, look, they've had a crazy journey. They are ready, I believe, to your point, to get there. I am going to go the Ravens. First of all, I was going to say Ravens. I think the AFC is loaded. When you talk about at the end of the year and any of these teams that could advance, again, it could come down to injuries, right? We just don't know how that's going to look.
Lamar Jackson's got to be easy. I mean, look, for those championship games, you've got to play perfect. I mean, he's almost got to play perfect. He didn't play perfect. Everybody knows about Mark Andrews' drops, but he also turned the ball over twice in that game. But nobody goes back and looks at that. So, you know me. I love Lamar Jackson, but he's got to play a perfect game for them to get to the Super Bowl.
I just feel like and here's what's crazy. And I heard a soundbite from the Bills quarterback and Josh Allen saying, like, Lamar is just different, man. And he was like, he's already a Hall of Famer, which he is. I mean, you're a two-time MVP already. But to Mike's point, your legacy is still connected to what you do in the playoffs. But we're just giving you teams. You can hit us up, Mike Bell, ATL. Put them up, C-Dukes. What team are you projecting right now to get there, okay? Based on what we know right now. As we talk about what's going on around the NFL, here are a couple of injury updates. Brooke Pryor, she covers the Steelers. She asked Cameron Hayward about his availability this season. If he doesn't play Sunday and if a deal isn't reached, he says, I don't want to have to think about that. I'd rather think cooler heads prevail and we move forward. But if it gets to that, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Then Cam Hayward was listed today as a full participant in practice, and you go, okay, he had no game designation, which means, guys, the Steelers are not saying whether he's going to play or not, but he did practice. So, Mike, it just feels like he's going to trust the organization to be right and do the right thing by him. And I think Mike Tomlin believes he's going to play on Sunday. That's a big storyline, guys. Again, they take on the Jets.
Right.
We also found out Malik Nabers, who missed practice today with back tightness, has a no-game status as well. But he is expected to play Sunday against Washington. That's the Giants and Commanders.
Right.
And as far as we talk about other injuries, real quick, we mentioned Matthew Stafford. I think this is something we'll be watching all season long because it could come back to affect the Falcons. He is a go for Sunday. His back has been the issue, but the Rams are saying he's good to go.
I know that, you know, they've got Garoppolo, but I just, it's hard to imagine them trusting Garoppolo. He's only making, like, by NFL salary comparison, peanuts on the dollar. So
did
I don't.
Did they go with Stetson Bennett?
I wonder, because he got all the reps in the preseason. You know, we think he can do the job, but that's, I don't know. I still think that could be an out for us with Kirk Cousins. Again, unforeseen injuries to somebody else, that's always a possibility. Could be in any conference. Would you trade Kirk Cousins in the division?
Do you think it comes back to hurt you?
I just,
do you?
Probably he's going to be around for at least 2 years.
Okay. I think if you, at this point, if it's still viable, and we don't even know if it is, maybe everybody's selling Falcons.
Yeah, we're just spitballing.
Yeah,
right.
You guys are, you crazy. Nobody's trading for him. But if it's still viable, Mike, I think if you can move him and save the money and do all the things we talked about and somebody wants to pick up that deal, you do it. And
right.
If it's in the division, okay, so it's 2 years. Here's what I would tell you. Don't you believe your quarterback in the long run is going to be better? Don't
right.
you think we're going to be in a better position if you traded him? Let's just say it's to the Saints, because
right.
that's what I've heard too. Would you guys trade him to the Saints? I don't give a damn. I don't
right.
care. I am not so caught up in where he ends up, more about what kind of impact he's going to have. And right now, if you traded Kirk Cousins to the Saints, Mike, he doesn't turn him into a playoff team.
Right. I just think that, you know, you go back and you look at the teams which have plugged in a new quarterback only a couple of times. You know, you think about the Giants with Hostetler. You think about when Kaepernick came in for Alex Smith with the 49ers to go all the way there. They lost to the Ravens in that Super Bowl. You know, Bob Greasy with Earl Morrill. Not very often, that's the backup. But trading for a guy to come in and be the guy, it's almost unprecedented for the guy to come in and be that dude.
By the way, Brian Duncan hits me up. He says, put him up, C. Duke. Start the Wizard of Oz out after the third roar of the MGM Lion. It totally syncs up.
There you go, with Dark Side of the Moon with Pink Floyd.
That's crazy.
I told you guys, and you don't even have to be on pharmaceuticals or mushrooms, but it doesn't hurt.
And it doesn't hurt. Hey, man, let me
Please,
hear,
Mitch Evans.
Let
so
me hear Lamar talk about being picked by the experts. A lot of people are picking them to go to the Super Bowl.
We got to win our games. Can't go to the Super Bowl without making it to the playoffs, you know? So we got to focus on Buffalo right now. We can't peak too soon. Can't peak. It's extremely early to be thinking about a Super Bowl, you know?
Yeah, it
yeah,
is.
But that's the ultimate goal, because you've done everything but it. You know, you guys are you got a year or two of a window. I mean, look, they've always had one of the organizations that always finds talent, maintains talent, keeps the cap number working. People are already talking about a contract extension for Lamar. Weren't we just down this road? It seems like
we were.
But that's why you've got to grab the brass ring at some point. Buffalo, the same conversation you have for Buffalo apply to Baltimore. And just after you talked about Mike Tomlin talking about Hayward, the latest report that the Pro Football Talk has saying that Hayward might not play without his new deal.
That's why they gave him a no-game designation.
Yeah. So that word literally just dropped. Cam Hayward doesn't commit to playing Sunday without a new contract.
Well, again.
Opposite of T.J.
Watt. Well, it's funny because, again, I read that quote from Brooke, who said she asked him, and this was a direct quote, when he said, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Maybe they cross that bridge. maybe at 3:15 on Friday they've crossed that
Guess
bridge.
Guess they paid that toll. They're on the other side of the bridge now. But it's one of those weird stories where a guy that age, and, like, you know, we all respect him, but to me you're barking up the wrong tree. But they need him. You know,
they do need him.
There is some leverage there because you need him on the other side. You mentioned early in the show Christian McCaffrey. How many guys like me with the 10th pick in the draft, do you take Christian McCaffrey or don't you? He's got an injury report designation, calf issue.
No.
Limited in practice Thursday.
Oh, well, Mike, you know what's going to happen, right? Brock Purdy's going to lift that team up and put him on on his shoulders. Brock Purdy is the man. They paid him, Mike.
I don't believe in the 49ers. I think that's a team that goes the other way
Look,
this year.
Purdy's a fraud. I'm sorry. I know many of you like him. It's a great story. Without McCaffrey, it's a different deal.
And now you already cut Debo loose. You're a different team. But McCaffrey now, injury designation, and fantasy football owners, I stayed away. I took Derrick Henry, less points, but safer bet.
By the way, taking care of their guys, Buccaneers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Years and their starting corner, Zion McCollum, have reached an agreement today. 3 years, $48 million extension. That includes $35 million in guarantees. His agent is Drew Rosenhaus. McCollum is now under contract with the Bucks through 2028.
Hey, speaking of contracts, can I do a tease?
Yeah, man.
I got a question for you about the Falcons. I'm a little surprised a certain contract wasn't done, Carl, by today. Next on Dukes and Bell, live from Hobnob for the Dirty Birds Rally at Atlantic Station.
Moist. 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 Moist.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.